access always revolves down to some level of identity, whether it's a human identity or a computer identity. There's an identity that needs to be managed from an access perspective to protect your organization.
And so are there things that folks just don't, it seems like folks don't often pay a lot of attention to this. Government probably pays more attention to it than a lot of private sector organizations.
Well, I think that more and more folks are understanding it. I think in the past, though, we've focused so much on the wall, making sure the wall is impenetrable, making sure that perimeter is impenetrable so no bad guys get in and we're only dealing with the good guys inside. I think that at the ArcSight event a couple of weeks ago, one of the comments that was made is you have to assume that the perimeter has been breached and start to take action from there. You need to know what's going on inside your organization first and foremost. And I think we see it a little bit with some of the recent news about the Stuxnet worm that was out there, that above and beyond all the different vulnerabilities that it took advantage of, one of the vulnerabilities it took advantage of was a database password that was sitting in a system somewhere that was static, unchanged, not being managed. It was a very important access control point that worm was able to take advantage of. So I think companies need to do a better job of not just looking at the perimeter, but looking inside, and we're starting to see that move nowadays.
And part of this is you always think about, hold on, the insider threat. This is one way of dealing with that, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think you have the insider threat of, you know, do I have an employee that's gone bad because he's unhappy with his job? Or do I have an employee that maybe has gone bad by mistake? Maybe he's left something open and vulnerable, and it's just waiting to be taken advantage of. So I think you have both the insider threat challenge that you need to balance with the external threat, because at the end of the day, in these days of social media and social networking, et cetera, a lot of times these things are done via social engineering, finding the people who know where the vulnerabilities exist, down to some very fine level, and then developing technology to take advantage of those vulnerabilities.
And in some ways, tapping into the folks who just, they want to help, they're trying to be good people, and they just get suckered in.
Either they get suckered in, or their voice isn't heard internally. I really can't tell you how many times I've talked to folks who work at organizations and say, hey, we know these kinds of things exist in our organization, but they're really, really hard to solve. That embedded, hard-coded password example of how one system talks to another system. Those are things that have been implemented over years and years and years of time in machinery and in programmable logic controllers, in PCs, and everything out there. And to fix that problem is very hard. And sometimes when someone inside says, hey, this is a problem, I think we need to fix it, guys, sometimes the organization says, well, that's a really thorny, expensive problem. We have other priorities, you know. Thanks for letting us know, kind of thing. We'll get to it someday in the future.
Or it's too hard to fix, almost.
It can be hard to fix. I mean, there are solutions like ours that help organizations out there. But I think that even before you start to look at solutions, these organizations really need to get the mentality of saying, I want to fix this problem. Let me go find out first how big the problem is, and then let me go figure out how to fix it. I think that's one of the issues out there, which is, again, don't just build that perimeter, but find out where the vulnerabilities are inside your organization and be honest about it. And I think sometimes, you know, cost for remediation, it leads us a little bit to a point where, boy, if it's going to cost way too much and take too much time, I'm not going to tackle that right now. I have other priorities.
So, of course, you guys have a product, but what are the first steps to really getting your arms around this issue?
Well, I think one of the things that has really been put out there first and foremost is this concept of continuous visibility, and knowing what things are coming after you. And I think the ArcSights of the world do a good job of giving you that idea of here of what's coming at you, and here's what's going on internally, but they don't really do as good a job as something like CyberArk does in terms of discovering internally what accounts exist, what status those accounts are in, are those accounts being managed or not being managed. So our approach is to, number one, make these types of accounts, whether they're human accessed accounts, privileged accounts, or application accessed accounts, make them part of your security posture, number one. Number two, you got to find them. Go look for them internally to your organization. Once you've found them, that's, I think, 80% of the battle, because once you've found them, now it's all a conversation about, okay, how do I deal with this problem? And there are solutions out there to deal with those problems by companies like CyberArk. But until you make it part of your security posture, number one, and find them, number two, you're not going to deal with them, and you need to start from somewhere.
And we always say that it's not really the technology that's the first step; it's understanding the issue in front of you, and sometimes that can be more difficult than the technology.
Understanding the issue in front of you, and then being willing to pick up that rock that might be a little bit ugly underneath, but I need to be aware of what's reality, because only when I know what's reality can I deal with it.
Very nice. Anything I didn't ask you about, Adam, that I should have?
I don't think so, except that CyberArk Software has solutions to solve these privileged identity problems for the commercial and the government space, and we look forward to having more people become aware of the challenges and take the step of deciding to fix the challenges, and we look forward to talking.